Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Hey guys. Welcome to our anniversary episode.
Woohoo! We made it a year.
One whole year. And guess what? We didn't miss a single week. Not even the week I gave birth.
That's so impressive. I just need you to know that. We've gone through depressions in myself.
We've gone through the economy.
We've gone through a pandemic.
Yeah.
We've gone through a quarantine. We've gone through a birthing.
Yeah.
We never missed one. So you're welcome.
We gave more than, Shane was like, oh, so you have 52 episodes?
Oh, more,
baby. Are there 52 weeks in a year?
You guess as good as mine.
But I said, no, more, because we did bonus episodes
we did
a couple times.
A lot of bonus episodes, I feel.
Yeah, at least a handful, yeah. One would say.
For sure.
As many as you can fit in your palm.
Yes.
We were just talking about something that I feel like we can all relate to, and so I hit record, but we wanted to say welcome to the anniversary episode.
Is it bad that I already forgot what we were talking about?
No, I'll remind you in a second. But do you feel a little bit like the podcast has been like a diary? Audio diary.
Yes. And I've always been the type of person that's like, I'm going to write a diary children. They're going to read it when I die.
Yes.
And then I write like one page and then I'm like, that was exhausting. I'm not going to do that again for 6 years.
I cleaned out the garage.
And I've started diaries that never get finished.
Yes. I have like 50,000 journals and people keep getting me journals for Christmas. I've only ever filled one and it took me 5 years.
But then you want them to have something to like, oh, these were fun stories to look back on. So now we have.
You're going to have to piece it together from 64 books.
Yeah. That's exhausting.
It is. You know what? I'm super particular about the pens that I use.
Oh my God, me too.
And
what's wrong with
I always start in cursive because I want it to look old timey.
Me too. Why do we do this?
I don't know.
And then the one year they were like, they're not teaching kids cursive anymore. I was like, fuck, my kid will never be able
to toss out all those journals.
All those one page journals that I started. Shit.
Until my hand gets crampy and tired and then all of a sudden it's just print and they're like, what happened?
This is weird.
Yeah.
It's also weird because I try to fill in my entire life in that first entry and I was like, that was a lot. I'm not doing that again. So I think I just need to start them out as if I've been doing journals my whole life and like no backstory needed whatsoever. It's just like, so today I went to Wendy's for lunch. That was a trip.
I wish I could find my like childhood journals.
Me too, because I know I wrote some shit.
Yeah,
in them. And I've seen people on TikTok like reading their it's the funniest thing in the world.
I saw one, it was a meme, I think it was from Bob's Burgers, that was like saying, dear diary, I'm fine. All right, you got me, I'm not fine.
That's me.
You're good. Yeah.
Oh, God bless.
But anyway, that's not what we were talking about. What we were talking about.
Yeah, bring me back. Is that a basketball?
I got Mosby for his gotchaversary a soccer ball, and he just dropped it above our heads, and it bounced. His favorite thing to do is to pick up a bone, and then when I have just put Forrest in his bassinet, to drop it on the wood floor.
Loudly.
And then stare at me like, what?
What?
What are you going to do about it?
Are you going to yell? Because I know you're not. That baby is asleep.
Exactly. He's a piece of shit, that dog.
What a dick.
I love him with my whole heart. So anyway, what we were talking about is how you put people in your phone.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember now?
Yes.
So I was saying, which this brings me to, if you were someone who sent in something to our story where I said like celebrate the anniversary with us that I only posted an hour ago, so if you didn't see it, that's my fucking fault. But
I have no idea what it says too, by the way. She wouldn't let me look at it, so.
Well, one of the things my friend Rachel wrote that she likes when we talk about her because she's vain.
Amazing. What's up, Rachel?
So I told Sierra that I don't change people's names in my phone after the initial time I put your name in my
phone.
Same. So her name in my phone is Rachel Rhode Island. She lives in South Dakota.
Well, I was
and her name is not spelled the way that I spelled it. Like her name has an A-E-L and I have it just with the E-L.
Oh,
and
no.
I know that it's not right.
But you're like, I'm not taking
I've
the time
already
out of
committed.
That. Yes.
Well, that's her name.
I'm in a group chat with Jerry and her sister. And it's funny because in both of them, their names are their first and last names. And since they've both gotten married, so they have different last names. And I'm like, I refuse to change those. Yeah. I will not.
It'll confuse me too much.
It does. So I have other people on my phone where I get like...
I think I have Kat Oregon.
I have Amber Massage. She does massages. And then I have like Eric Topath Tavern. He was a coworker. Tiffany Texas Roadhouse. Like, she was my manager.
I like the alliteration in that one.
Tiffany Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah. Do you guys do that? You guys do that shit?
Please let us know what people's
names are.
What
if we were like Dora the Explorer and we paused and we were like, do you do it? You do? Cool.
I have Corey's first and last name in there too because I've never changed it. And when I got it, you know, it was just sent to me. And I'm
did you ever make him a nickname?
Like Bay?
No. Nope. Shane is Hubs in mine.
Oh, no, never.
I would never call him Hubby, but I do. I'm like basic is ish.
With a Z? The
Hubs? No, absolutely not. Well, I don't do anything with a Z. What am I?
Two B's?
Two B's? No.
Hubs.
Hubbubbubs.
Like Chubbs.
What? You spell Chubbs with two B's?
Sometimes.
Chubby.
Yeah. That's where I'm going with it. Mm. Hubby.
I don't do that.
Okay, fine. You don't have to.
I would pronounce it hubbubba.
Hubbubba.
All right. So that's the episode, guys. Bye.
Hope you had fun. Goodbye.
Just kidding.
We have nothing planned.
We don't. Honestly, this is a stream of consciousness. We just want to talk. We want to celebrate the last year. We didn't want to prep. Yeah. We're having a party.
We are. We've been drinking because we know you guys like it. We've heard. My mom today was like, that last episode was hilarious. I remember when you dumped ramen noodles in your bed. I thought it was fucking gross. I was like, Mom, change my sheets.
Or at the very least, encourage it.
Yeah, like, be like, hey, girl, maybe you should put those in the wash. I'll tell you something right now. I never wash my sheets.
The only time I wash my sheets is when Forrest has, like, really thrown up on them. And I look at him like, come on, dude, I hate washing the sheets.
It was just 2 years ago that I bought multiple sets of sheets. And then, so that's why
I don't know if I have... multiple sets of sheets.
I wouldn't wash my sheets because I was like, well, then what do we do?
What do I nap on?
Because then, you know, I'm going to leave them in the washer for at least 3 days, have to wash them again because they smell like dirty water.
They smell like a well.
Yes. Ooh, it's so foul.
Honestly, he's puked on my pillowcase a couple times. I just turn it over. Unless he's puked on all four corners of that bitch, it's not getting washed.
He doesn't have chunky puke right now, so he's fine.
It's curdled.
No.
Not all the time. not the initial pukage.
You're making me feel really good about the ramen noodle story, because after I told it, I was like, did I tell people? It makes me sound gross.
I told people I shit in a closet, but that was my own hand.
That was
and carried it outside in front of people. I waved at the neighbor with my poop hand.
It was an emergency situation.
It was an emergency.
My ramen noodles was not. I was just like, that was when we didn't have DVR. And I'm like, I can't miss this CSI episode. I need to know.
Oh my gosh.
That used to be my thing that I would watch.
I was more I knew that about you. I was more like, oh my God, there was no DVR at one point in time.
I was thinking about that the other day because we started watching Hulu again, and fucking Hulu is having commercials. It's very annoying. Yeah, I'm like, wow, I forgot how much these enrage me when there's a commercial break. But what I don't like about Hulu is that they'll stick them in the middle of somebody talking. There's no, like, good break. They'll be like, and anyway, JCPenney. What? I was not prepared for that at
all. Okay, now I want to know, are the commercials that you get on Hulu, do you think that they're the same for everyone, or do you think that they're targeted?
I think that they're targeted.
What are your ads? Because mine is about schizophrenia medication. And I'm concerned. What the hell is my algorithm? It's about, like, injections for schizophrenia.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
I see it every single episode at Married at First Sight.
Mine are all food-related.
Really?
Food-related or other TV shows, like, that are coming.
Mine is order your groceries online and take this medicine.
Take your schizophrenia medicine.
Yeah.
No jokes, you guys. Mental illness is not a joke. But also...
Yeah, I'm just curious as to why that's my... Why that's
what
being...
have you been watching? I'm curious.
Sesame Street.
Oh.
Oh. But they took Sesame Street off.
Dicks. Hulu. Hulu's really pissed me off recently.
Really?
They're taking away a lot of things that I need.
See, I get mine for free through my phone bill, so...
That was nice. Like yeah. Your phone bill.
I know, they're company. Like, we're Sprint. We don't give you service like anywhere, so here's Hulu.
We can't give you service in your basement, but here's Hulu.
Yes.
Sorry. I know. I had Sprint in high school, and everybody was like, oh my God, I just got a text message. And I was like, I'm still roaming. What the fuck is going on? We're in the high school.
Like, I'm next understand. To a tower.
I have one bar.
I didn't even have texting until I was a senior.
Yeah, is it, well, I had texting. I got a cell phone when I was 16, almost.
You're going to be like six.
I was six.
I don't think they had cell phones then.
No, that's kids nowadays, and I'm sick of it.
But kids nowadays.
I know.
You young bucks.
But when I got a cell phone, it was a flip phone, first of all, but it was a prepaid phone. What?
I don't know. I just imagine people listening to this and was like, this is why we planned shit, because we are all the fuck over the place. If you think we tangent a lot with a topic,
surprise, bitch. We're going to take you on a roller coaster ride.
We are serpentining this conversation. Anyway,
I can't wait. What did we start out talking about?
I don't know.
It doesn't
journals.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
This is our episode, bitch.
Nothing matters.
Turn it off. If you want to, go listen to the other 58 we have or whatever.
Or don't. We don't care
we
anymore.
Don't give a fuck. But can you like, rate, review, subscribe?
Send it would us money.
It would really help.
Just kidding. We don't need money.
I'm
we
not kidding.
But
I'm unemployed.
Oh,
if you want
ask
to
go reverse psychology.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah,
Biden 2020.
I mean, psychology.
Wait,
Trump.
No. I won't even. I won't
joking
even.
About that.
No,
so, I listen.
I already voted.
We got determined from what I was going
to
say.
Oh yeah.
But I can't remember. But
high
it's
school
fine.
Cell phone texting. You were six.
Wait. But it doesn't matter because what I was going to say was I listened to a podcast today and she was like, I'm into being frumpy from 2020. That's the funniest shit. I laughed out loud. Anyways, so I was six. No, I was 16. I had my first flip phone, but it was prepaid. So you had to, it was like a dime for a text message or no, I'm sorry, a dime a minute for a phone call.
Unless then, it was after 9, right?
Yes.
Oh and my then, gosh, I hid under my covers and talked to my boyfriend for hours.
Yes. Yeah, because then you got unlimited.
Yep.
And it was like a quarter per text message that was sending and receiving. So,
what?
Yes. That's what I had.
Did you know?
I knew. And oh. I would get pissed because there was a guy that I was talking to that I was like into. But stop I would be like, stop fucking texting me. Call me after 9 if you want or call me on my home phone.
Yeah.
Because I only have $5 left and you're really taking up a lot of my quarter. He'd be like, hey, are you up? I'm like, send that into why is that 2 messages?
Yeah.
You dick.
Yeah.
But anyways, then my next cell phone that I got like texting unlimited.
Yeah.
I think I was like 18, a senior. I told people, I'm like, my son is not going to have a cell phone because number one, no, I'm not going to even go there. But I will. If I had internet access, I would have looked at porn. I'm sorry. Oh, strictly because I was curious.
Listen.
We talked about how late we lost our virginities and I had heard people talking about it.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know anything about that. And I was just like, well, it was a curiosity
I
thing.
Feel like that would have been more helpful to you than watching Twilight.
For
you
sure.
To figure out what sex was like.
Reading.
Although then again, no, because
porn is not realistic at all.
No.
Why are you slapping her with that?
What are the sounds you're making?
Not real.
No.
And we could do a whole episode in itself about how that's ruined people.
Yes.
But it's fine.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, okay. The first person who ever sent me a text message is no longer alive.
What?
Yes.
Who is it? Mouth it.
He graduated with us. We both dated him for a short amount of time.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Me, 8 hours. You.
What was it, a weekend?
I don't know.
I grinded on him at a Pennsylvania freaking nightclub. And then I kissed him and I was like, see you later. And then a week later, I was like, I guess I've moved on.
The guy I was with disappeared and showed up missing his front tooth.
Wait, you have to tell that story. That's a really good story.
Okay. But anyway, so I was playing basketball at the YMCA with him. And
is he texting you? You guys were together.
Well, no, he was texting me that he was like gonna be there. And so I went to check my phone because I was just shooting around waiting.
Yeah.
And I went and I looked and I was gonna call and I had a text from him and it said like whatever that he was on his way. And I was like, but I don't have text messaging. And it was right around Christmas time. My parents had gifted us texting for Christmas. They just updated their plan and they're like, let's make this shit a Christmas present.
There you go. Surprise. Text fairies.
Yeah.
For your bitch ass.
Yeah. But yeah, he was the first person to send me a text message.
Aww. Mm-hmm. I used to text him all the time.
Yeah. He was a nice guy.
He was.
He managed a Taco Bell and he gave me so many cinnamon twists.
An obnoxious amount of free shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I don't deserve
this. He's the best of the best, truly.
Yes.
But what Sierra was talking about is...
This was a fun moment we had together.
I don't know how we... Or why we ended up at this Pittsburgh teenage nightclub.
We went with two people who we... You were friends with them, right?
It's called Club Zoo.
Yes. And, well, the reason we went was because we were under 21 at the time. It was, like, the only place that we could get into.
Yes.
Because not a lot of...
Because there was we like, just wanted to dance.
We just wanted to dance, baby. We weren't even caring about drinking. We were like, I want to go and dance with these two guys that we don't know how well.
I knew one of them. I knew one of them since I was little.
Any of them.
Yeah. His mom and my mom... Or no. His stepmom and my mom worked together.
Yes.
And... Then he became friends with this guy.
Should we give them fake names so we can say their names?
Let's just call them by their real names because I don't give a shit.
Really? Well,
they're not going to have their last names.
All right, fuck them.
So Matt and Todd.
Yep.
Okay. So Matt and I knew each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And then
I feel like the story's going to get confusing.
I met Matt's friend Todd and I was like, you'll do, I suppose.
Come with us.
At that point in time, we were not romantically.
No, we just wanted them to drive us, basically, because they drove and we sat in the car and went to Pittsburgh for whatever reason.
Jim is the guy who I'm giving the Taco Bell manager's.
Got it.
That's his name. So
should you give the other person a name?
There's another person?
Who came with him. Did you think he didn't come alone? It's your ex-boyfriend.
He drove by himself.
Ew.
Jim came with us.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jim Why sat in the Jim back come? With us. I don't know. Because you were dating him.
I think I invited him.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So,
go on.
You, me, and Jim are in the back seat. Okay. And Matt and Todd are in the front.
Okay.
We get to Club Zoo.
I forgot that we brought him with us. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. And then... So, Matt had no intention of hanging out with us at all.
No, he ditched us pretty much immediately.
Immediately. We found him, and he had, like, three girls around him.
Yes.
At all times. And he looked a little bit like if Taylor Lautner was a vampire. Just, like, a little bit.
But also from 2020.
Matt, I hope you're listening. Because honestly, since then, you're a piece of shit. So
you deserve every bit of this, you fucker.
Yeah. So for reasons that I'm not going to get into, but we know.
So fuck you.
So he was just around girls the whole time, but none of them
were interested in him. He was just kind of mosquitoing around them. Like, they were lights and they were like, we don't want you around. He's like, but I'm here, baby.
But he was almost like the friend, but he didn't know he was the friend.
Yeah. Yeah, they were 100% using him.
Yeah. So Todd and I were like dancing.
That was the reason that he came. It was like, for
you. He was kind of into me. And then
me and Jim were grinding.
I had on graphic. A backless. This is all coming back to me. I had on a backless shirt. Okay, it went around my neck.
I remember that.
It was backless. I have one of those sticky bras. And I was so sweaty that it fell off.
It's like when you lick duct tape over your mouth.
It literally dropped, and because it was cinched at my waist too, it just gathered, like the bra would just hang out at my stomach. It looked, I had like udders. I had like four boobs. And so I had to position my dance moves to hold this sticky bra on me, because God forbid anyone know I have nipples.
It was not the times that it is today.
No.
It's very annoying.
This silver shirt was from Body Central, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, I was wearing stuff from Body Central, I remember. Also, you know what? We weren't confident enough. I was too afraid that my tits were cone-shaped. I was like, they need to look round like ice cream, not the cones.
Not the cone, like the top.
Because sometimes, if your nips are hard, them shits look good. But if they're soft, it's like, what's happening? Ladies, you know what I'm talking about. And if you still don't rock a bra, fucking good for you.
you're a real one.
You really are.
So Todd disappears.
We can't find him anywhere.
No idea where Todd is. We go to we're like, Matt, where's Todd? He came with you. This is your best friend. He's like, I don't care.
I forgot that you guys were alive.
He's just like shimmying with other girls.
Yes.
Like doesn't realize he's a part of a dance routine.
I'm pretty sure he was buying them drinks. And I'm like, we don't have an ID here. Like we're not 21. But I think he was just giving them money.
Yes.
Because he stayed up at the bar the entire time. Uh-huh. Remember?
From when I saw him. Yeah. Anyway, Todd's missing. We have no idea where he is. Can't but he dro- he came with us, so he has to come back with us.
Yes.
And then we meet up with him at the end of the night. I'm trying to text him, and he tells me he's like in an alley. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you're in an alley?
We're in Pittsburgh. We are from not Pennsylvania.
We're not from Pittsburgh. So we're from small town Ohio.
Where are you at that we cannot find you?
So he meets us outside as soon as the club, because we shut that club down.
We did. We danced until like 9 o'clock to like 2:30 in the morning.
Was it 2:30? There's no way. My curfew was like 11.
But we didn't shut it down.
No. We shut it down. So it's an underage club. I don't know what time they closed.
They had 21-year-olds there. There was a bar there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got stamped.
Yeah, we got stamped.
No amount of scrubbing got that bitch off.
Nope. It's very annoying.
So anyway, Todd meets us at the door, and he's missing a tooth. And we're like, where the fuck is your tooth?
Hold on, I was taking a drink. First of all, just the way he came up to us like, hey, what's up, guys?
Like we weren't going to notice that he's missing a
tooth. It's a front tooth. Like, it was one of the big guys.
Top big tooth is missing.
And we were like, hey, man. Whoa. What the fuck? What happened? Mm-hmm. And now I can't remember this part because I think I was laughing so hard because I don't remember what his story was.
This is not 100% what he said because it's been 10 years.
Hold on. I need you to know that, like, let's just all keep in mind, he left the club and was just wandering the streets of Pittsburgh.
He wasn't wandering.
Alone.
He was running.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said. He said he was running from people.
And he's like,
from the police?
Yes.
But it wasn't the police.
No.
He thought it was the police. So he didn't do anything illegal, I don't know why he's running.
Did we do angel dust? Like, are you tripping, bro?
I don't know, but he said he climbed a fence.
Yes, and when he fell off.
Yes, and when he got over, he smacked his face. Were we drinking?
We might have drank on the way up, now that I think
there's
about it.
One of us had not. Maybe I didn't drink.
Oh, I for sure was drinking. Because now that I think about it, I was like, I'm pretty sure we had vodka in the car.
Somewhat allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, we had things in the car. Yes. I don't remember.
Because we put them in Sprite bottles, remember? And mixed them with stuff. That was me and Jim. We were bad boys for life.
I was like, who's Jim?
I almost slipped.
I forgot that was the name I gave him. For sure there was some amount of drinking that had happened.
Oh, and Todd was drinking for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Todd was for sure drinking.
Which we
and
were like,
I think
hey,
Matt
man.
Also was. As soon as we said Todd, I was like, that's his real name.
I forgot we only changed one. Because fuck him, honestly. Yeah. I don't know anything about Todd anymore, but he's
Todd is married, and I think he has a child.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. I had hung out with Todd a couple more times. He got another tooth.
Oh, did he?
He got a replacement tooth, yeah.
That's good, because when we say it was gone, we don't mean all the way. It was like chipped.
Was it? I thought it was gone all the way.
No, he had like a small stub. And I was like, I feel like that's exposed nerve. Like, that doesn't look like it feels good at all.
Oh, wow.
Don't drink anything cold.
I forgot completely about that story until we started talking about Jim.
That was a fun night.
Was it?
No. I had a lot of, I felt some things through pants. That was exciting for me.
You lost your virginity then.
I did. Through the pants. Oh. And then I was like, thank you for grinding against me for 6 hours. I don't think we should speak again. And we kissed and that was it.
Did you kiss?
We did kiss.
Oh my gosh. When he and I dated, we agreed to start dating in the evening. And then when I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and we had decided to break to part. We consciously uncoupled the next morning.
That was the kind of guy he was, because we kissed. And then the next week, I think we were texting. We were like, hey, so this isn't for us. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, thank you for the grindage.
Thank you for the boner.
Yeah, like, I felt it for a while.
Isn't that that one song?
What? Thank you for the boner?
No. The
Oh, my God. I get so excited. Too close. You guys got to listen to that song, because I listened to it as an adult.
Okay, if you listen to the girl singing.
Step back, you're dancing kind of close.
Yeah,
I feel a little poke coming through on you.
Yeah.
Now, girl, I know you felt it, but yeah. Oh, you know I can't help
like,
it.
She's saying, step back. Your it's boner too close. Is a lot.
Feel your boner. And he's like, sorry, girl, can't control it. This dick is out.
She's like, he's like, not?
I know what I want to do.
If you're the girl recording that, are you singing it from a place of consent? Because I don't feel like
no.
it.
No. I can hear it in your voice, sweetheart. We yeah. hear your cry for help. Yeah. We want, but it's not going to stop me from dancing. I'm like,
you guys can't see us dancing, but it's happening.
We did it kind of the same way. It was really beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Where are we?
I don't know. We're in Pittsburgh.
So here we are, Pittsburgh, 2009.
Is this our journal?
Sierra's not pregnant yet.
Oh my God, was it?
No, it wasn't
2009.
Yet. It had to be. Oh wait, it might have been 2010 because I got pregnant in 2011. So we had a very short window of fun times.
I'm trying to think of when I was broken up with. Okay, it would have probably been 2010.
Yeah. It had to have been.
Yeah.
It wasn't the next summer, because I got knocked up the next summer.
It would have been, yeah. Because...
That was my last summer of freedom.
I went on a date with Todd on my 19th birthday.
Well, I remember when I was pregnant, you guys were still kind of hanging out. No, not when I was pregnant. Because then we went on a McTrip to the ocean.
Yes.
And they met us there for
a night.
Me and Matt.
They stayed in the La Quinta.
Yes.
We played Pong in their hotel room.
And we smoked spice.
I didn't.
I did.
You did.
Me and Matt started freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, man, we're in a fucking movie, so we're going to hang back a little bit.
You had to, like, walk him to the
room. I babysat him, because even though I can handle my spice.
You had to, like, talk him down. You were like, everything's going to be okay. The director said everything's fine.
I did. I was like, I know that we're in a... He kept going, we're in a movie. And I was like, I know we are. I'm directing it. And you're fine.
Okay. Yeah, because
that's
the
what
lights...
you have to do, by the way, with people who are intoxicated on something. You just go with what they're saying, but make it nice.
But make it fun.
Yeah, make it fun. Make it
feel
safe.
Because we were on the beach.
We were. And crabs were going. We could see it in our... And he was like, I'm not okay with it.
I was not paying attention to the crabs. I think I was still
we were drinking and Todd was there, correct?
Yes.
We might have been hanging out with him.
I think I was hanging out with Todd.
Yeah.
But the lights from the hotel was like shining on the beach.
It looked like a director's cut, like movie. Yeah. I've never been in a movie. But I can imagine that's what it feels like.
Yeah. They say that when you do spice and you look at hotels, that's exactly what being on a movie set is like.
So don't do spice at the ocean, you guys. If you learn anything, don't smoke spice in the La Quinta motel.
No, they had come back to our hotel for that because they were not on the ocean cheap asses.
Yeah, it was fuckers, but we were also at a cheap, like, I'm pretty sure ours had roaches.
Listen, I specifically chose that hotel because
we were like, it's just cheap enough, but it's not gross, but it's not nice.
But no, well, and right next door is a nice ass hotel that
so we would sneak over.
They didn't check wristbands.
They never checked wristbands.
Other ones had wristbands, and if you didn't have the wristband, they're like, get out of our hotel.
So what we would do was we would go on to the beach, hang on the beach for a little while, and then we'd walk over and walk into that, like, yeah, we have a room here.
Yeah, we
what
would use their
it?
Jacuzzi.
Yep.
That's when we...
Didn't they have a lazy river or something?
Yes, and they had a pool, and we were in it, and that's when that guy kept calling you tattoos. And
hey, tattoos! I was like, I'm pregnant.
He was like...
Oh, wait, no. That was a different time. I think I should specify
we stayed in
I didn't
the same
smoke
place.
Spice while I was pregnant.
Yeah, we went important. To the same place 2 years in a row.
I got pregnant the year after I smoked spice. Whoops. Oh my God, I can't wait for my kid to hear this. Dear diary.
I did not smoke spice
when I was pregnant. As soon as I was saying that, I was like, wow, I need to make that. I should make that known right now.
Thank God you did, because I would have totally missed it. Because in my head, I knew it was two
you
different
times.
You
knew it was separate, yeah.
Yeah, but that guy kept saying,
tattoos.
Tattoos, you didn't tell me you had friends. And I was like, when the fuck did you get the nickname Tattoos?
I didn't even know him. He just knew me because of my tattoos, I guess. And I was
was that, I'm trying to think, because I went there 3 years in a row. And I'm trying to think, there were these guys there that were trying to get us to play chicken. And we didn't know them. And they were like, do you want to play chicken? And I said, no. And he goes, no means yes, saddle up. And then he went under and I was on his shoulders.
I know that because of Facebook, because you tagged me in that stuff.
Yes.
Also, that's a terrible, Joel, that's not a good motto.
No, not at all.
No, it does not mean yes.
Yeah.
Young.
So what we're saying is don't go to that hotel
no,
either.
No, for sure.
What was it called? Beach something.
Yeah.
That narrows it down.
Beach something in somewhere North Carolina.
South Carolina.
Sorry.
Because we were at Myrtle Beach.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, we already talked about my jellyfish things, but that's when I got stung by those jellyfish.
When you were pregnant.
The second year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the spice year. I was really fucking careful that year. Besides for that spice thing.
Oh, God.
It was funny because I have never told my mom any of these things, obviously, but it's, you know, time has passed and she knows.
But I would like to tell the entire internet.
Well, no, hold on. I recently told her.
Oh, okay.
Because when we went on, like, to the beach this past year or whatever, mm-hmm. we were walking on the beach and the crabs were going around. And I was like, oh, this reminds me of the one time I smoked spice in the ocean. And she looked at me and I was like, ooh, have we never talked about that? Well, now I have to tell you. Oh. Enough time has passed now that she knows, like, all that shit's good with me. And I feel like you have to go through those. I went through that phase just in time to get pregnant and get my shit together. And then lose it again and then get it back together.
Oh, my God. I want to read you some things that people have sent in for our 1 year anniversary.
I can't wait.
So this says, congrats on 1 year. I still love listening and I'm rooting you on from afar in my car.
Was that for my mom?
No, I sound like Dr. Seuss. Anyway, you're great.
No, it wasn't for mom.
That's from Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam. She did sound like Dr. Seuss. And I love that. Okay. Let's see. Why am I even trying to do this in a harder way? I'll just open it up. So I already told you what Rachel said. This one, sleep paralysis episode was my fave. So fun hearing my experience put into words. That's from Caitlin.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
That was one of our first ones.
But also very scary because I remember that entire episode, I was basically in tears.
Yes, yes.
Like, but good tears. I was like, this is interesting and I'm glad we're talking about this, but I am crying.
Can you believe that that was something that brought us to tears and now the whole world is scary? It's not just in our sleep.
Yeah. You gotta love it.
You really do.
You know, I just, do you know what I did today?
No. I'd like to. I always answer no when people say that. And then they're like, well, that's not the answer I thought.
I wanted you to guess.
Yeah.
I had to delete my emails out of my... I never delete emails. I had 5,400
emails. I
have
6,000.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I can't do it anymore. It's too much. I feel like there's things that I'm missing because I just never open my email. I'm like, it's nothing anymore. It's just junk shit.
Yeah.
So I had to get rid of it. But I was going through and it was so cute because some of my documents from like when I would, you know, write this stuff down and they were in there and I was just like, oh, Salem Witch Trials. I got to that one.
Oh,
I was like,
oh.
Miss it.
That was our very first one.
It was, and that was a good one.
Yeah.
We got told.
And what's funny is there were things that we talked about in the Salem Witch Trials
that
one.
That became very, like...
accurate.
Yeah, very. You know, I just heard another theory. If you guys want to go back and listen, go ahead and listen to the Salem Witch Trials. But one of the theories was that it was, like, fungus-based.
You mentioned that in the episode.
Yeah. Well, there's another one.
Oh.
That was like the main theory, but I've just heard of another one. I heard that there was one because they had just got out of that French and Indian War, maybe?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
No.
Something like that.
But
I don't
sure.
know. There was some kind of war that they were just in, and then that smallpox thing happened.
I thought you said swamp pox, and I was like, what the fuck is swamp pox?
That was weird. But they were saying that their fits were like episodes of like PTSD, kind of brain trauma injuries from these young girls who had grown up and watched people die and grown up through a war and things like that. So it's interesting.
Yikes.
I was just listening to the My Favorite Murder podcast and they do hometown like write-ins. Mm-hmm. And one of the girls wrote in and her great, great, great whatever grandma was Sarah Good.
Wow.
So I thought that was so cool. Yeah.
Do you think she was telling the truth?
Who fucking knows?
No, who's going to fact check
There's
that?
There's no way to know.
You can be whoever the fuck you want. We don't care.
My grandma's George. Wait.
Go ahead. Finish that sentence.
Barbara Bush.
No, you were going to say George.
My grandma's George Bush.
Fact check me, bitch. You can't. Good luck.
Oh, also, we talked about how William Howard Taft was married to Helen Herron, which we said we were related to him.
I still stand by the fact that we might be.
We don't know that as a fact.
We don't know it as
it's
a fact.
It's one of those things that we heard one time as children and we have committed it as fact.
Well,
and
we
never
didn't even
hear it.
You know who we heard it from? Who? Each other. Okay.
Oh my God. We don't even know for sure.
No. We just read in the book that he was married to Helen Herron and we're like, our last name's Herron. We must be the same.
Holy fuck. I've been telling everyone we're related to him.
Me too. They can't prove we're not.
Yeah, fuck.
I'm not doing 23andMe. I'm not giving the government
my DNA. I've committed so many murders.
100% they already have it, but I'm not giving them more.
I'm just kidding.
Just in case they misplaced it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they sent us a TikTok. Allie sent us a TikTok about William Howard Taft.
Oh, yeah.
Saying that he was the president, the chief Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
And
so many
the
things.
Secretary of War.
Mm-hmm.
All of... the same time, and
all we know him for
is
getting stuck in the bathroom.
Yeah, that's all anyone talked about in the history books.
Wow. And I was so fucking proud of Taft. You just kind of ruined that.
What? We can still be proud of him.
He's not our grandpappy.
So we don't have to like him if we're not related
like
to him?
I'm not related to. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I don't like half the people I hear, but I'm just kidding.
Switch that around and it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. The shit on my shit Mexican restaurant story had me crying on an airplane.
Oh my God, I love that
Megan.
Story. What Listen. Was that episode from?
That was a Valentine's Day episode.
Why the fuck did we talk about
Because
oh, the boys were on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit Shane on my
and
shit.
I told the shit on my shit story.
Yeah.
That was a time. That was a bonding moment. We knew for sure that we were.
You have to be in, you truly have to be in love.
Honestly, you really do.
You do. Trust
because
me.
Not only are you here, it's one thing to hear someone shit.
But like to smell it.
To see it.
Oh, you saw it. Oh, you didn't even have time to flush.
Right. Shit on my shit.
Oh, yeah, duh.
I shit on top of his shit. And I didn't like back up with like blinders on. I looked to make sure that I was over the bowl before I sat down.
Oh, no.
How do Sometimes you feel if the seat's warm when you sit down?
Don't like that at all, especially when I'm in a public restroom.
Oh, yeah, when you don't know whose butt warmed it.
I'm like, I don't like
that. You sit on public restroom seats?
I used to. I try not to anymore.
I always hover.
I put the little plastic thing down. It's like a little toilet condom.
They don't have them
everywhere.
If what? Imagine you sliding it on the entire seat.
That's what they should do.
They have some airports that like you press a button and it'll go across it.
Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Technology's amazing.
I hover unless I have enough time to.
If I'm shitting, I'm not hovering. Not a fucking chance.
No. I try and make sure I have enough time to put down toilet paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever since that one girl said she got herpes at an airport, I was like, just in case. I know you're full of shit, but just in case.
I don't want herpes again.
I didn't have that one.
I was talking about myself. I'm just kidding. I didn't have herpes. That I know of. No, I'm just kidding. I did it. Maybe.
Oh. Keep going. It's getting better.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. This one is from Brittany. She said, this is so exciting. Congratulations. Thanks, Brittany. Aww,
thanks, Brittany.
Are
these all your friends?
No.
Oh,
no,
do I know any of them?
I think you know. You know Nicole.
Cool. Oh, and I love Nicole.
Yeah. Nicole says, congrats, guys. Listen since the beginning and won't stop now. Yeah, girl.
Love you, Nicole.
And then she says, Biden 2020.
Yes, girl.
She literally wrote, whispers, Biden 2020 whispers. I laughed so hard when I read that.
Nicole had a podcast, and it was really good, and she wants to start it again, and I hope she does.
Yeah,
because,
what's it about?
Her and her friend, it was like momming and true crime, or maybe not true crime, but like unsolved mysteries kind of stuff. It was like moms and mysteries or something. Sorry, Nicole, it's been a while since I saw it. They had
mystery moms. I will do your photo shoot if you want to do a Mary-Kate and Ashley inspired.
Holy shit, that would be amazing.
I'll do it for free. I just said it on here.
But every time that
you can think White Claw for it.
And every time I saw it, I was like, I want a guest star on that. Sounds so fun. I've thought about having her guest and come do a story. But she just had another baby.
Congratulations.
So congrats. Yes. And then she has another little boy. So.
Me too.
Yes.
20s. And that's it. Because I only put this up an hour before
started. I'm glad.
Yeah. So one thing we wanted to do, which I feel like we have the perfect amount of time left to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have been thinking about this game since we saw it on TikTok.
Yes.
And it's the Whisper Challenge.
Hey.
Hello, Mama, let whisper. I got like Gollum-y toward the end. I was like, Levy.
My sister will do that. And every time I'm like, stop talking right now and clear your throat. I'm pissed.
Oh my God, me too. Off. If my mom is not even like a rasp, if they have the bubble like, in the throat.
Oh, yeah. Like, stop what you're doing
swallow.
Right now and swallow.
Yes.
Now Taylor can point it out.
Yeah.
And we ordered, she bought me food today. I helped her put up her TV, and she's like, I'll buy you Arby's. I'm like, tight. And when we went through, the lady was like, haw, haw. And then Taylor was like, clear your fucking throat.
I cannot order. Pissed. You know what? I'm not getting any of your meats now that I know that this is how you talk to me.
You just drive away. Actually, fuck this. I'm pissed.
So, we're going to play. Do you want to go first, and we'll just do like 10 and 10 or something? Mm-hmm.
I want to go first. I like this. It's fun.
Okay.
What question? Are you just going to think
so of I found 60 clean and funny phrases for the Whisper Challenge. I think it's funnier to do things that aren't like perverted and weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just because.
It makes me uncomfy.
Well, yeah. It
and
makes
we're
me
cousins.
Yeah. But just because I think it's funnier for me to say something completely 100% normal and you to say something.
Off
or think
the wall.
I've said something off the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sierra's going to turn some music on. And oh, if you guys don't know what the Whisper Challenge is, you put headphones in. One person puts headphones in, listens to music really loud. The other person says a phrase.
Question or says a phrase?
Yep. We're going to do the one where we say a phrase.
So what do I have to respond with?
You have to guess what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I thought it was asking a question because I think it's funny when they ask a question. And
I don't have
and
questions.
Like, kittens or whatever. It's like, where'd you go to school? And they're like, kittens.
Do you want me to look up questions then?
Yeah, just do it. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do get to know you questions.
Yeah. Because the one that I watched is hilarious. And the guy is like, where'd you go to school? And she's like, my favorite color's purple. And they're always okay. shouting, so I apologize. I'm probably going to shout because I'm going to have this music up loud.
All right, I have 100 get-to-know-you questions, and I'll just do the first 10, and then you can do the second 10 when you do it to me.
Okay, but don't look at them.
Yeah. Okay, I haven't looked yet. My vision is a little wonky, I'll be honest.
That is concerning.
So...
Oh, it lightning.
Yeah, it's storming outside. Exciting. Spooky season.
Loving it. I'm going to listen to Money in the Bank by Swizz Beatz.
Oh my God, our music days are going to be 100% different. You can't hear me. She's like dancing over there. Has no idea what I'm saying. Okay, are you ready? Okay. Who's your hero?
Chris Brown.
I can't do this. I can't. Okay. If you could live anywhere, where?
This is very difficult.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear what's happening.
If you could live anywhere, where would it be?
Tapioca pudding.
I'm crying. What's your biggest fear?
Say it again.
What's your biggest fear?
I went to Mexico once.
What's your favorite family vacation?
My favorite Backstreet Boy was AJ.
What would you change about yourself if you could?
Oh, probably a big house.
What makes you really angry?
What makes me really hungry? Pasta.
What motivates you to work hard?
What movies do I like? Training Day is my favorite.
What's your favorite thing about your career?
I say it again.
What's your favorite thing about your career?
What's my favorite thing in the world, Noah?
What's your biggest complaint about your job?
What's my biggest fear? Probably dying.
What's your proudest accomplishment?
Wait, I heard that one, so skip it because Money in the Bank just ended.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll...
What's your child's proudest accomplishment?
Probably... a swimming pool? I hope I'm nailing these.
You're good. You can take them out.
Are we done?
Yeah. Okay. That last question was, what is your child's proudest accomplishment? You said swimming pool?
I thought I said, what was your childhood wish? I was like, I wanted a listen. Swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to listen to that back.
I don't remember which one of these the answer of tapioca pudding was. But it was somewhere like, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? And you're like, tapioca pudding.
I thought it was something about what was your favorite snack growing up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That was the hardest thing I've ever done. Oh.
It was really hard too because you were laughing and trying to speak. And I was like, I can't even read your lips.
Right? Do you have any idea what I sounded like?
No.
I was, okay, I don't know if I've talked about this. One of my weirdest pregnancy symptoms was the fact that I could not stop laughing.
And so you would cry.
Until the point where I would almost like throw up. Yep. And that almost just happened. Because you were like holding eye contact with me like, I fucking got this one. I got this. And oh my God, you wanted to live in tapioca pudding.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh my God.
You want to do it?
Yeah. I cannot wait for you to listen to that back because I don't remember all of them. I wish I would have written them down.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah. Do you want me to just find some questions?
Yeah. If you want to just find questions, I'll get my music on. Okay. And then should I write down my answers?
Why are you writing them down?
Just so we could talk about them. Well, fuck it. We don't care.
Okay. Hold on. Wait, what did Google for these questions? So that
do
I
you just want me to send you this link and you don't do the first 11? Because okay, sure. I didn't look at them.
Okay, sure.
I did the first 11 because I had to skip the one because you heard me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't help but my music stopped. Swiss beat stopped. I was vibing to that music.
Oh my God. I know. You were swaying back and forth, which made it so much funnier because you seemed so confident in your answers.
I was.
All right, now I feel like I have to put something on that's vibey.
You have to.
Oh my gosh.
But
what
loud.
A coincidence.
That's why I did something with a lot
of... Oh, we're going to do divas.
Okay, cool. Did you send it to me?
I think so.
Got it.
We're about to listen to I Drove All Night, Celine Dion.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let me know when you're ready. Can you hear me? Have you ever had a nickname? What was it?
Pizza.
In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read?
Mrs. Incredible.
If money was no object, what would you do all day?
I would wear something like green.
List two pet peeves.
What?
List two pet peeves.
Purple.
What would you do if you won the lottery?
I wear a size 6.5.
I don't know how many I've done. Hold on. Aside from necessities, what's one thing you could not go a day without?
I don't like my nose.
If you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
Mel Gibson.
Okay. How many pillows do you sleep with?
Rugs.
What's the tallest building you've been to the top of?
Say that one again.
What's the tallest building you've been to the top of?
Jamaica.
Who would you want to be stranded with on a deserted island?
I like Monsters, Inc.
Ooh, would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska, and why?
I'm a morning person.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I was 6 when I learned to ride a bike.
What's your favorite zoo animal?
Horses.
I think that was good, but we can keep going if you want.
What did I say? Did I answer any like semi right?
No, I kind of just want to listen back to it because it's going to be so good. All right, well, you're welcome, you guys.
I felt like some of my answers. I don't know.
I didn't count because I was mixing up the numbers, so they weren't any that you could see.
I never read past 11.
Okay, so I have no idea how many I gave to you. I'm sorry if I cut you short. I think it was like 10.
Was I yelling?
Yes, but so was I, right? Sorry, Shane. Or yeah, people with earphones.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Shane can fix that.
I'll be all right.
I, part of it was I was trying to... get around the mic because I couldn't
see my mouth.
Yeah.
That was the same with me. And I was like, I cannot.
It's also so hard because I'm drunk right now. And I'm like, I can't focus in general.
I was trying really hard to move my mouth because sometimes I over-enunciate. So I'm like, oh, she's going to know what I said. So I was trying to move my mouth.
You piece of shit. I was trying to over-enunciate so you would know what I was saying.
And I still didn't get it.
No, not at all. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, so. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, freaking, are we going to keep going or should we?
We've got 5 minutes left.
All right. What do you want to do?
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, you guys.
What do you want?
What do you fucking want? You want more poop stories? Fine. Today I pooped and it curled like a rib, like a breast cancer symbol ribbon in the toilet. I almost took a picture.
Wow. I think that's your first poop story.
It was really, oh,
for our anniversary?
It? You're welcome, you guys.
I said that word weird.
Anniversary. So you're welcome. I almost took a picture. It was all one piece, too. I was very proud.
I'm very proud of you. I'm you're seeing welcome. If anyone
I've been
else...
eating a lot of fiber.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a headache because you're laughing so hard? Because I do.
I can't wait for you to hear the sounds I was making during that portion because they...
I just saw your face getting really red, but...
Oh, my God. If... Listen, I couldn't breathe and I was just like, it was one long note that was being held.
If we ever record visually, I feel like we should do that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, speaking of.
Yeah, that's why I tried to transition that into there.
That's something we're thinking of doing. We've been talking about it for a while. How would you guys feel about having a visual?
Yeah.
We brought that up at the beginning. I don't know if you remember.
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because it was right after we just told people.
How we filthy we are.
We didn't take baths. And then we're like, do you want to see us?
Yeah. And honestly, today would be one of those days that qualify for that.
We are both greasy. You can bake. I'm sorry. Mostly me.
No. I totally am.
I've got pancake nips.
You can't see them.
Thank you. I'm trying to hide them.
I'm not looking.
You're
but
welcome.
I
only said you were greasy because you told me you were.
Well, I am because my hair's naturally curly.
Yeah.
And
same, but more wavy curly. You got like...
I got like curls.
Curls.
And so I normally just throw my hair in a bun because babies.
Yes.
And I get like dreads right at the crown. Is that what this part is called?
My hair started dreading.
That sentence
dreading.
Was hard. So, I use this detangler.
Yeah.
And it's like marshmallow and coconut and, I don't know, detangles. And I sprayed it all over my hair like 3 days ago and brushed my hair out. And then I never washed it. And so, it's got like all kinds of gunkies in it.
No, it's fine. I do that with my...
I don't care. Listen, my husband's legally bound to me. What are you going to do? Where are you going, boy?
Mine's not, but we have a house together. It's pretty much the same
thing. Well, for sure.
Where are you going to go? Not to a different house, bitch. We own this one. Together. Yep.
My name is on the house.
Yep. We keep it
that car is mine. Those babies are mine. Where are you going?
Can't go nowhere.
You got to come back sometime. And what you're coming back to...
It
looks like
look
a troll.
It's not going to look better.
I'm going to ask you to answer 3 riddles before you get back in the house. That's how it's going to be.
Not till you answer my riddles 3.
Oh, God. Okay. We gave him 3 more minutes. That's probably good, right?
You're welcome.
That's what she said. Yeah. That's enough.
You guys,
you can finish yourself.
Finish yourself off. This has been brought to you by porn that we watched on our smartphones. Oh. So, we slapped your tits a little bit. We're going to go.
You know what to do. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of... slapping your tits.
Slapping tits. Finishing yourself. So
what?
We were just talking about boy bands.
Oh, were we?
Yeah.
When?
Literally
last week.
Like yesterday.
Holy fuck. I
2 days ago at most. It was Wednesday.
Sorry.
Because we looked at the calendar. My calendar that's hung up in my kitchen says December.
Yeah.
And it's from last December. Yes. I never updated it.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Yeah. Nobody wants to remember this.
We're going to pretend it didn't happen.
So if you brought a baby into the world, that was cool.
Yeah, he's fine. Okay. In all honesty, he's a dream baby. He's the best.
He's so good.
For real. But we were talking about boy bands and how as children we were listening to these songs thinking how wholesome, how sweet. Oh, and then now we listen to Digital Get Down and we're like,
that's about phone sex.
Y'all talk about fucking on the internet?
Have you ever heard of Pretty Ricky on the Hotline? Because that's strictly about phone sex.
No.
Yeah, I should have known
but
what
now
he says.
I want to know is, baby, you know that I miss you. I want to get with you, but I can't right now, so baby, kiss me through the phone?
That's phone sex for
100%. I remember being like,
kiss me near the
phone. Were you at my house? We were
what? Phone sex?
Someone was in the bubble bath with me.
Oh, that was me
in swimsuits.
We were in the bubble. Yeah, guys,
and we were calling my
weird.
My high school boyfriend, my other one.
Yes,
the one who wasn't my boyfriend, but kept telling me he was going to marry me, and then he came to my college dorm, and I pretended I set an alarm. Oh my god, he doesn't know this. So if he listens to this, hey.
Sorry.
Listen, Gavin.
Okay. Oh, you straight up said his name.
Fuck it. Who cares? So
he doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen.
Fuck you, Gavin.
No, he's a nice guy.
Oh,
not for me.
No,
not for me.
Fuck off, Gavin.
So one time, he came to visit me when I was in Kent when I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are getting all the tea. Euro journal. Dear diary. Gavin came to visit me this weekend. He laid behind me.
Oh, no.
And periodically popped up like a whack-a-mole and said, I love you, and kissed me on the cheek.
No!
We were not dating.
No.
He had to wipe off his Cedar Point makeup when he got there because he was one of the scaresters.
Sorry, no.
Yep.
I'm uncomfy.
And when he went to take a shower, I looked at my roommate and I was like, I made a very big mistake. I should have never brought him here.
This was a problem.
And then I was actively typing on Facebook that I needed help.
Oh my God.
He was in the shower when I said, I posted on Facebook and I was like, I need to talk to my best friend. And he came out and he was like, I hear you need to talk to your best friend. And I was like, fucking read. You saw that?
Oh, yeah. The internet's for everyone.
Yeah. And so we went to get waffles. And then when we left, I did not want to take him to my room, even though that's where we just came from.
Yeah, no.
Because where else is there to go?
They're in college? Probably nowhere. I don't know.
So I took him on a walk around campus because
sure,
that's what you do in October.
He was a golden retriever.
Yes. There was a squirrel eating an entire piece of pizza.
He chased it.
he wanted to talk about it. Or maybe it was a giant cookie.
Sorry, get your story straight.
Doesn't matter.
I can't fucking follow.
This squirrel was eating.
He had a feast.
A piece of food that was the size of him. I don't know if it was a cookie or a pizza. Whichever one pleases your mind, pick that.
Oh no.
He wanted to talk about
it. I got him double cheeked up with some pizza and the cookie.
That's exactly what he was. So he is just obsessed with this squirrel. And I'm like, yeah, we got a lot of squirrels here. It's our second mascot behind the Golden Flash, which no one knows what the fuck that is. So we spent an hour walking around campus. It's so cold, but I would prefer that than being in my room. We get back to my room.
Oh,
I'm
my goodness.
So fucking sketched out that he's here and that I don't want him to be here. I thought I wanted him to be my boyfriend. And then I thought I would absolutely rather eat glass. So
you didn't have the things in your stomach anymore.
The butterflies?
Yeah.
100%.
Really sketched.
That's why I broke up with him in the first place.
Oh, it was the same guy.
Same guy. I broke up with him on Valentine's Day because butterflies aren't here. It's Valentine's Day. There's any day for butterflies. It's today. And he told me Jesse McCartney, Beautiful Soul, was our song. And I was like, I'm sorry. Am I not beautiful on the outside? Just on the inside? That fucking sucks.
I'm offended.
So anyway, fast forward 6 years.
You gave it another shot.
I gave it another shot.
Didn't work out.
Gave it the old college try.
Oh.
And it's not working out. Mm-hmm. And so I did the most genius thing. Listen up, diary. I set my alarm on my phone.
Okay.
For 5 minutes.
Okay.
When it went off, I answered it like
it
was
a
phone
call.
And I was like, seriously? When? Like now? I have to clean my room. I know you don't care, but like, I'm trying to keep my space clean. Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. I'll see you then.
Like, I felt like you were fucking on the phone.
Right? I know. I'm really good. I even good. Sobered up just then. Wow. And I looked at him and I go, my family's coming. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, my family. My sister has a tournament game up in Cuyahoga Falls. So they're stopping here.
Oh, and he was to not check allowed in. To be there.
Exactly. My parents can't know you're here.
You can go hang out with the squirrel.
You have Bud? To go. And he's like, well, I'll just go drive around and you let me know when they're gone. I'm like, they're going to be here all day, I think. Like,
day of the week.
for like, at least, I think they're taking me with them. I think I have to go.
Turns out they're moving in a year. We yes. lost our home.
Yes. So he's like, does that mean I have to leave? And I'm like, God, I wish it was different, but I think you do.
Only.
I think you do. I think you have to go. And then he left. And then my family never came because they never fucking called me. And then I didn't talk to him for days. I told him I was sick.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm sick, my phone doesn't receive text messages.
No, I'm not trying to talk to anybody. When I'm sick, I'm resting. Yes. That's what doctors order.
But really, I was in Dylan's room watching Boy Meets World. And watching him play wrestling on whatever gaming device he had. I don't know.
Sure. It sounds like what people do.
That's my
college.
Kind of medicine. And so then he finally was like, is everything okay? And I was like, you know what? No, it's not. I don't think it's going to work. And he kept telling me he still thought he was going to marry me. And I'm like, I don't think so.
You know what?
I think I'm moving dorms next year and I'm about to meet my husband. And that's diary what? How the story ended.
And I met your husband. I did. For you to fill in.
Oh. Yes. My husband.
Thank you.
Is this a fill in the blank journal?
Yes. And then
it's a Mad Lib. We should do that one time.
That'd be so fun. But I always make them dirty. I'm like labia.
That's the only way it's fun.
Instantly.
Labia majora.
Yeah.
Labia minora.
I'm a fucking
is
scientist.
Minora one or is that?
Minora is the inner. And then majora is the outer.
What's. But also.
Talk
it's
to me about it.
A candlestick holder.
Sorry. You lost me.
Minora?
Oh, no, that's a Jewish thing.
But it's the same word, right?
No.
It's a real deer situation? Maybe
not
spelled different?
The same.
That's what I'm saying. Deer and deer spelled different.
Menorah. Yeah, I guess you're fucking right.
Okay. And on that note, weird where to end, but that's, we got another one next week. Who fucking cares where we end?
Labia menorah.
That's that. On the female anatomy.
You guys, get a mirror and really check your shit out.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fun.
Not after birth, though.
No, it is scary.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week, Diary.
Yeah.
We're out.
Goodbye.